You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to another episode of Awful Happy Hour. Mike, what's up, dude? We got coffee.
I love weekends.
I just wish we were in a spot where we could do this more.
Like, that's amazing.
Right, dude? Graham Gam's sugar cookie. What it is from our friend over at Premium Coffee Roasters. Michael, tell everybody where we got this.
They're not a sponsor. But they should be, because we do spend an exorbitant amount of money at their facilities and location. But Premium Coffee Roasters is exactly that. They are a premium coffee roaster located on Route 5 in Hamburg, right at the end of the Skyway, right after the Ridge Road exit from Route 5 in technically Lackawanna, I believe. But they have amazing coffee selections. They also have a kind of like a boutique storefront for drinks where you can get bougie drinks. They have dog treats. They have
breakfast pizza,
and a quick little like merchandise shopping center in the middle. So Premium is amazing. That's where we get all of our coffee. And we buy it by the pound, whole bean, grind it because we're adults. And drink it black because it's so good and so gourmet that you don't have to add anything.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Because they added the stuff in the roasting process.
Yeah, it's
like
incredible.
This is Game Sugar Cookie. Grandma Sugar Cookie. It's like, I forgot what the flavors are. It's almond extract for sure. Vanilla. And there's got to be something else in there. But like,
it's greatness.
It's so amazing.
So good. So, we have a lot to catch up on. It's been a few weeks. Quick shout out to the sponsors. And then we'll dive right into it with the useless fact that will lead into our conversation that will likely go two episodes because there's a lot to divulge to the audience. So Queen City Creative Works, thank you so much for your continued partnership slash sponsorship, where if you're looking for personalized branded merchandise or just fun-filled things, head on over to the website queencitycreativeworks.com. They, for example, they made a seating chart for both of our weddings. And they also make personalized water bottles, black slate coasters, and bottle openers for us, as well as different T-shirts and things like that. So we just worked with them for a Patreon care package, which was exciting. That did arrive in the mail for everyone, so they're stoked. If you want to continue supporting them, they are a local small business, as are we. So head on over to queencitycreativeworks.com. And check out their products. They do have a shop now button as well for our stuff. Addies, thank you so much for your logo, of course.
Of course.
Appreciate you. If you are looking for your wine needs for the upcoming holiday season, swing on over to Addies because they do have an incredible selection. So, useless fact, Derek, is as follows. So, you understand mortgage, right?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, the word mortgage for useless fact of the day, Derek, comes from a French word that means death contract.
Oh, that's good.
So, that's exciting. So,
mort. That does make sense.
Morgue. Sure. French things. I don't speak French. Some of our listeners do. Some better than others. But that's what we got for this episode's useless fact.
I'm posting a story right now.
That's exciting. So, regarding mortgage, we have news across the board, across the studio, and it officially happened. God, that coffee's just... Ugh.
Isn't that wild that, like, both of this has happened at the same time?
Yes. So...
Kind of weird.
More planned for you than it was for me. We were going to wait a little bit, as were you, and then all of a sudden things just kind of fell into place. The universe responded to the requests, and here we are. So, lo and behold, Derek and I are moving. We are leaving. So long, bye-bye. And no, we are not going down to Puerto Rico. We are staying local, but we are moving, and we are moving south. So we are excited for that.
Still in Buffalo. Just, yeah.
Yeah, staying just, local.
Yeah, but like we're not, you said moving south. And
because we
people are.
Thinking that is
like,
our cardinal
like
direction.
Like Florida, bro, and I'm not moving to Florida.
No, too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot. I would never live south of South Carolina. But neither here nor there.
West Virginia.
I am moving more into the woods. Derek is moving more into a neighborhood vibe-ish, I guess you could say. If that makes any
Your
sense.
Your camera keeps going on and off. Yeah, keep talking.
So, what ended up happening is Derek wanted to move, as did I. And I did not want to be in my house longer than 5 years. So, what ended up happening is the pandemic. We got through the pandemic. And from there, Derek got his house and... Did you want to stay in your house for 5 years? Or were you just kind of like, whenever we move, we move?
5 years.
Okay, so you're on the same page. And then pandemic happened. So, very long story short, Derek started looking for a house. And just to kind of get a vibe and a feel for the market, to see what was going on with the banks and things like that. You started a new job in the midst of all of that as well, which is also kind of insane, especially from an underwriting
Correct.
Standpoint. But... Cheers.
Cheers.
And you ended up finding a house after you were kind of like, well, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to stack some cash, save for about a year and a half, and then we'll revisit this and go from there because right now it just doesn't make sense with interest rates and whatever. And then your new house came up and there was a price decrease. It was on the market for a little bit, not a whole lot of time. You walked it. You did a second walkthrough, put an offer in, and it got accepted.
Sure did. Exciting stuff.
So how many homes did you look at before this one?
I would probably say 15, maybe. Like we were going quite a bit. We knew that we wanted to be south of West Seneca and north of Angola. Like that was kind of our yeah. vibe there. And we were looking at a few houses, a lot of them actually within Orchard Park. But the way that Orchard Park was and how it's different for you because you're more of a woodsy guy than I am. But for me, when I was looking at these houses, like the one that I went to, it was like a super nice brick colonial house. And it was an acre, like kind of the same size that yours is, but all of it was the front yard. And the backyard was like a little bit of grass and then woods. Like I want backyard. I love backyard. Pause, maybe? but we, Jesus. We looked at a lot of houses and just nothing really made sense from a, like when I was going into this, it was more of a, let me figure out this camera. I clearly haven't been doing this for a while. I was going into this more of like, I don't necessarily want to do a ton of stuff because I'm spending so much money now. Like just let me move in. And that was the difficult part about finding a house right now in this market is because everything that was moving ready was going quick. If you wanted to do work and renovations and stuff like that, then it would have been on the market maybe for a little bit longer. But like move-in ready houses were going fast. And something that was funny that you and I both noticed last night when we were looking at our listings on the Realtor app is that pictures matter. And the fact that your house, your current house, is selling, sold really quick, and our other houses, didn't necessarily sell that quick or have as much interest in those houses because the pictures kind of looked like they were taking on a potato, and people just don't want to go see those houses that are like that. So it was kind of interesting looking at both of our pictures because it looked like it was taken by the same person. Maybe it was, no idea. But yeah, it was kind of interesting seeing that.
It was really fun going through that process together because there was also an element of competition when in reality there almost wasn't. Like, what we found is, hey, I'm looking at this house in Orchard Park. It's like, well, I'm looking at this house in Orchard Park. And then they ended up being in the same neighborhood, different street. And one house was like $100,000 cheaper than the other house. And I was like, that's sweet. Like, yeah. I'm totally cool with that. Just because it allowed us to kind of navigate the waters together indirectly because we weren't rushing the process. We went through the gamut of different options. As in you and I, we were looking at homes that had pole barns. We were looking at homes that had just wide open yards and nothing, but you were sitting on 5 acres.
Yeah.
We were looking at massive houses, massive yards that you didn't have to do anything. And then we were also looking at a house that needed like $100,000 of interior fixes, but it was on an insane amount of land.
Right.
So there was so many different routes that we could have taken, and we were really speaking the same language for the first like 6 months of the process. And then what we ended up getting was a massive compromise. Like, the house that you ended up getting almost made absolutely no sense. And I was talking to your realtor about it during the second walkthrough outside. You were like running around staring at the brick in just awe. And him and I were having a side conversation in the backyard. And I'm like, I'm surprised that they love this house because it's the exact opposite of everything he was talking about for the last, like, I don't know, year. And he started laughing. He goes, dude, this house is a complete 180 from the 14 other houses that we looked at. Like, yep. It literally makes no sense that they love this house. I'm just happy that they found something that they love. Why did that switch? Like, what was the shift for you guys into falling in love with that house when it's literally nothing that you were kind of looking for before?
So, yeah, we were talking about that a little bit, and I think that my previous thoughts of what I wanted, which was like a ton of land and
privacy,
was just out of frustration for my current house. Because my current house, I didn't have land nor privacy. Whereas now, I don't necessarily have land, but I have more than I have now. And the house is so much bigger that I feel like I can live in my new house. This house, I don't feel like I can live in. I feel so claustrophobic in this house that we're in right now, which is crazy to say, but like my initial thoughts on what I wanted were out of frustration for what I lack here, and I just did a complete 180 when I first initially started looking because I was frustrated. So the house that I have now is more aligned with what I've actually wanted, but I was looking at houses that are complete opposite of this because I was just so fed up with this. Does that make sense? That's kind of where I was thinking of. And it's not like I don't have privacy in this new house. Like, it's on 0.65 of an acre, so it's a pretty decent sized lot. It's a huge house. And the left side of me is like what you would see is the guy's garage. And the right side of me is all landscaping, blocking out my other neighbor. So it's not like I don't have privacy. It's just definitely a smaller lot. And I would have preferred to have woods behind me, but I have a golf course behind me, so I don't really care.
Right. Right.
Like, that's what I'm excited about. So it was kind of a complete 180, but it was more of a recalibration to what realistically I wanted. Because I have to think, too. I mean, there's two people in this relationship, right? Like, Gina doesn't necessarily want to live super, super far into the woods because she wants to be close to the village, which is fine. I wanted to have land to where I can entertain outside. That's really because I'm not a hunter. I'm not like you. Like, I'm not a dude that would just walk through the woods unless there's a disc golf course there, right? So I really wanted just land so I can entertain outside and not feel weird about neighbors. So it was more of a recalibration based off of what I've always wanted rather than just an instant reaction, which I think is kind of important for me because I did a complete 180 for this one when I lived in the duplex because I was just kind of pissed at having like that type of a neighbor, like living in a duplex. So I bought a double sized lot and it was kind of an impulse decision based off what was on the market. So I really wanted to think this one through and I'm super happy with where I landed.
I'm pumped for you.
And the house is sick.
It is a sick house. The layout's awesome.
Yeah. What was funny though, because Gina and my realtor Misha, who's my friend, were making fun of me the entire time because what I wanted a backyard where I could like play, like entertain. Like when I was younger, my mom used to have these parties all the time. They were like annual family parties where it would be a big thing. Like one time we got a pig roast. Like we had a actual roast where we roasted a whole pig. And we had volleyball nets, horseshoes out there. Like, it was a huge family party. We had kegs. We had a bartender. It was so much fun. And I've always wanted that again. And having a backyard to do that in was something like, maybe I can't necessarily do, like, that big in my backyard, but I might be able to. But, like, they were always making fun of me. Like, is this backyard good enough? And they're, like, pretending to toss cornhole bags. I'm like, can you guys just shut up? But then everywhere that we went, we were looking at this one house in the village of Hamburg that didn't have a basement. And I mean, it had a basement, but it was like pebbles on the ground basement. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I want this. Like, I want a finished basement. And they were all kind of like, it's going to be difficult to find something that really fits what you want. Like, you kind of have to compromise on some things. And then we found this current house that we are moving into. And the basement's just, like, unreal. Like, the basement is so large. It's such an entertaining space because I want to do more entertaining at home. I just can't do it in this current house because of there's no dining room table. The basement is 6 feet tall. So every time I, like, jump, I hit my head and get a concussion. Like, there's just so much that was I wanted in this new house that I didn't want to compromise on. But it ended up working out really well for us.
Were you and Gina having conversations like that where you were kind of laying out your left and right limits on what you wanted, and then you started looking all across the spectrum, and then there's barely any compromise in the house that you actually bought? Because that happened to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We looked at a couple houses that she really liked on Realtor, and then we looked at a couple houses that I really liked, and they were kind of, like you were saying, the ends of the spectrum, just to go look at to see if this would be kind of like, you know, like Property Brothers and those other shows where they're like, let's go look at a $400 million house and see what features you like in your current house. Like, that is kind of what we did. We looked at this outrageously expensive house just to get a feel of if we wanted super, super, super open concept, where like every wall was blown out and there was no segmentation from any of the rooms. So we did some of those to more formulate what we actually wanted to hone ourselves in on, because I did not want to be a Tom, dude. I didn't want to look at 40,000 houses just because I want to look at 40,000 houses. I wanted to look at just like 10 houses because I am so targeted of what I want that I don't have to think about things anymore. So yeah, we did some of that. Gina is very in the moment, not impulsive, but in the moment. So when we were looking at some of the houses, she was like, oh my God, I love this house. I'm like, well, take a step back and let's look in the context of what else is on the market and what else we've looked at. Do we really love the house, or do we just like it because it was better than the last one? So that was more of the discussion that her and I had to have a lot, was setting expectations on what we actually thought of the house in the grand scheme of things versus what we thought of the house versus the last dumpster fire we went to. That was our biggest kind of discussion point.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Like, what was your house buying process like? How many did you look at?
Around the same.
Yeah.
What we ended up doing is drive-bys. And instead of wasting the realtor's time of a walkthrough or trying to coordinate with the selling agent and, like, getting any hopes up or anything like that, we would just do a drive-by. And then that drive-by kind of really answered a lot of the questions up front, and it eliminated a bunch of houses, which was awesome. It sucks in today's world because gas is what gas is, but whatever. Like, it's worth it. So Colleen and I have always had conversations. I mean, we've been together 10 years. 10 years yesterday, which is crazy. Married for 3. And we've always had conversations about elements of a forever home and what it actually looks like over the course of our relationship. And she comes from a neighborhood. Think of like a more woodsy blend of Howard and Pine Lakes. Like, the homes aren't massive like Pine Lakes, but they're slightly bigger than Howard development. Yeah. And there's more woods and more trees because it's Liverpool, Syracuse. Mm-hmm. So that's what she's used to. And then it's more of a colonial home feel where a formal living room, formal dining room, bedrooms, like multiple bathrooms. And like, she's used to that layout of a home. So over the course of our relationship, she's asked me multiple times, like, what do you actually want? And I said, privacy, peace and quiet, and just a place to decompress away from the world, because I deal with people nonstop at work and I'm just over it. Like, I want to go home and it's like my retreat. Like, I just don't want to deal with anything. I just want to live in a quiet place and just decompress. And she goes, okay, that makes sense, which always kind of led us to woods. And then we had the conversation about, okay, let's just have an open and honest conversation. Money doesn't matter. What towns actually feel right? And it was unanimous where we don't want to live in the north towns. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate traffic. I hate strip plazas. I can't stand sitting on Transit Road for 20 minutes to drive a quarter mile. I understand the convenience of the north towns. The hospitals are in the north towns in the city. Like, I get it. Not us. Like, they're not our vibe. It's not our people. Like, we're just not north town people.
North towns get significantly less snow, though.
Yes.
That was the thing that, like, that was never in consideration for us to move to the north towns. But when we were walking through some of these houses and we're like, there's snow damage here, there's snow damage here, I'm like, hey, maybe Lockport doesn't look so bad.
Correct. And that's why one of the towns that we ended up looking at on a map anyways was like Clarence. And Clarence doesn't get a ton of snow, but you can also get woods.
Yeah.
But I also do a lot of work in Clarence just through work. So I would go visit job sites and just stand at, like, I would stand in the front yard of the person's house that we're doing work at. And I would just think about it for like 42 seconds, like nothing crazy. I'm not wasting time at work, but I would stand there and I'm just like, what, like, do I feel comfortable here? Does this feel right? And I would just pause and I would just look around and I'm like, it's nice. It's quiet. Like, I'm slightly decompressing just from like a hectic day. It's just not, something's off, and I don't know what it is, but something's off. And I'm like, okay. And granted, I'm from the South Towns, so I think that there's definitely a part of that. However, every single time we do anything in Hamburg, it just felt right.
Yeah.
So everything about it felt better, more comfortable, more our speed, and just, I don't know, homier, I guess. So that was the element. And then from that point, then we started talking about streets. Do we want to live in a main street? Do we want to live off a main street? What's the speed limit of the area that we want to live in? What school district? Like, and then we, once we went from, okay, no north towns, what school district do we really care about in the south towns? And then it was just kind of like you don't really lose.
Yeah.
Like in Buffalo in general, any public school, you really don't lose. Yeah. Except for like onesie twosies. But either way, like your kid's going to get a good education in public schools and then you can always go private or whatever. So then we're like, all right, well, we'll do that. So we met with our realtor and I laid it out. I said, dude, I want to come home. I want to chop wood. I want to smoke a cigar, drink bourbon, and build a fire. Like, the must-haves in the next house is a wood-burning fireplace. I need to have that. Like, that's a no-compromise thing. And he goes, okay, what else? And I was like, an attached garage would be sweet. A detached structure would be ideal if there's an existing pole barn or the opportunity to build a pole barn. Because for two reasons. One, I always wanted a home gym that I can just like bang weights in and blast music in. Yeah. And then two is a studio space. And
is that two things? Bang, weights, and studio space?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
But that was that whole aspect and conversation. Colleen was totally fine with that and on board. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted the like a pole barn for a separate parking space for my used dream car that's $40,000. Right. You know, like it's not this insane materialistic item.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, that's it. Like, that's literally all I need. So we start our home search and we're going across the world, checking things out. And then we land on a colonial home that's two stories and there is no backyard. There is no grass in the backyard. Period. It's straight up woods to the back of the house. Mm-hmm. And it goes back for an acre. And then I have 0.2 of an acre in the front yard. And so I'm on 1.2 acres. There's grass in the front. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, unfinished poured foundation basement, no sump pump, no drain tile. I'm on a hill. That was the other massive thing that I wanted. I wanted to live on a hill because I want water to get away from this house and I don't want water problems. And then it was weird because as we walked through the house for the first time, we did a drive-by first, off a main road, dead-end street with a cul-de-sac at the end. There's a total of like 8 or 10 houses on the street on both sides, like complete, that's it. And we're surrounded by woods. And I was like, okay. So do a drive-by, and then I park, and the 219 is somewhat close because it's Boston, so it is what it is. Like, that's just Boston.
Yeah.
So I park in the cul-de-sac and roll the windows down and just sit. And I was like, all right, thoughts. And she goes, I mean, I kind of like that it's almost like a neighborhood-ish vibe. And I was like, yeah, like what you grew up with, surrounded by trees, also what you grew up with, because that's her dad's lot. He's got trees surrounding the house, but he's got a huge backyard and a pool and like whatever. Yeah. And she goes, yeah, I like that. And I said, I like the fact that it's smart. It's a Hamburg zip code. It's in Boston, but it's Hamburg schools. So we're paying less in taxes. We're in a great school district. We're 3 minutes from the main intersection of Boston and the 219 is 3.5 minutes away. We're 3 minutes from a liquor store, 12 minutes from a car wash. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I got everything I need. Like, just a gas station at the same intersection as a liquor store. So, like, I'm good. And she's like, okay. It's like 6 minutes from the village.
Have you been to the liquor store yet?
No. I've done multiple drive-bys, but I haven't walked in and scanned. Haven't checked anything out. But
did you go bourbon hunting, bro?
Yeah, right. You got anything in the back?
Wait, do they got any Weller there?
So she goes, okay. I was like, I think we walk it. And she goes, yeah, I agree. I was like, okay. First walkthrough, we have a panic attack. Because I'm standing there in the kitchen and looking around. And the house is move-in ready with an insane amount of potential to do whatever you want. But it's functional.
Yeah.
It's already got a hung sewer. The basement we'd have to finish. Okay, whatever. And then you can literally do anything. Like we can, and it's all outside related, which is super exciting. Like we can build out the whole back of the house, build our dream entertainment space that it's got like a deck, a hot tub, like whatever. And of course, we're here for, you know, the next 2.5 decades.
Right.
So, like, there's no rush. And we can be smart about it. And we can work with different contractors. It comes with a heated roof. I'm talking about snow damage, but it comes with a heated roof. Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing. So, attached two-car garage that's got his and hers garage doors, which I love. Yeah. I think that's amazing. So then I can continue the debate with his side, her side. It's just a lot of fun.
Does it have to match, like, your bed? Like, you sleep on the right side, so you need the right side garage?
No, I'm actually, that's a good question. I mean, I would probably give her the left side because it's closer to the door and it's easier for her. And then I'll just take the right side. Yeah, I mean, that's my first thought.
Like, if a murderer comes in when you're getting in the car? Like, who's going to get killed first? You know, you got to think of this stuff, dude.
There's going to be guns and bar carts everywhere.
Where do you guys sleep right now? Like, do you sleep towards the door for that?
I mean, not for that, but I do. I don't think it's a discussion, though. Worst case, nudge me. Hey, Rape.
It's a Chris Porter skit. Jesus Christ.
I know. If you
out of context, people are going to be like, they're joking about this. It's a Chris Porter skit. Relax.
Yeah, if you've never seen Chris Porter's Always Angry, I believe his stand-up for that is called, then you should watch it because it's hysterical. But I just think that would naturally be it. So anyways, the house has an insane amount of build-up potential, and Colleen's absolutely obsessed with that, and it comes with a wood-burning fireplace. Mm. So we're set. Like, we're good to go. Then we do a second walkthrough. So the whole team shows. I bring a master plumber. I bring my buddy from work who took the home inspection course, so he knows what to look for and, like, what to do. So we're going through this whole house, flashlights, laser levels, like, everything, checking everything out. Spot a bunch of different deficiencies, and then we put in an offer that I really did not think would get accepted at all. Like, we're asking a lot of these people, and they're like, yeah, accepted within like 6 hours.
Damn.
And I'm at work, and then he texts my realtor, texts Colleen and I in our group chat, and he goes, they accepted the offer. And I'm like, oh. So I'm like at my desk, I read the text, I just stand up, and Chris is next to me. I just stand up and I'm like, oh, I'll be outside. And I just leave the room. No contacts. And he's just like, okay, is everything okay? You got the house, didn't you? And then the door closes and I'm like pacing outside in the parking lot. And I'm like, okay, seriously? Seriously. So then I like retract back to old Mike, who's having an absolute meltdown. And then I immediately call Colleen. And she's, like, laughing. She's audibly laughing on the phone.
Because you guys didn't think you were going to get the house?
Not at all.
Okay.
And she goes, so we just bought a house, bruh. And I go, we just bought a house. And she goes, now what? And I was like, now I cancel the carpets for Andres. We sell Andres and we move on. Like, I don't know what else to do. Like, we just have to sell our current house. And she's like, okay, it is what it is. And then that was it. Like, within, I don't know, 13 hours, we listed the house. Like, we made the decision to list the house. Yeah. And then within 4 days, I was putting the sign in the front yard. And then my neighbors were texting me. And they're just like, hey, what's going on? I was like, we're leaving. Like, we just bought a house.
See ya.
Yeah. Like, we just bought a house.
Yeah.
And then it was just a marathon from there. Like, it just, well, it's more of a sprint. It was like a sprint series. Yeah. And then from there, and it's just never stopped. It's absolutely insane. But what's even more insane is we weren't looking to do anything until the middle to end of next year.
Yeah, us too.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, well, me and Derek are looking at houses together, which is really cool because they're like, we're bound by contract. And then you bought a house, and then like a week and a half goes by, and then we get our house. And yep. I'm like, this is just ridiculous. So now we live in the same town, which is dope.
Yep.
And we basically met all of our needs. You got what you wanted. We got what we wanted. Which is crazy because we didn't think it was going to happen in this day and age at all because there's like zero inventory and it just worked out. And we got a very competitive offer on a house that should not have been accepted, get accepted for our new house. Like, I don't know why they took our offer. I really, dude, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, even my realtor was laughing. He's like, so I'm going to quote my son, who's like 12, and I go, okay. And he goes, first try. And he goes, this is not normal. this is going to help your stress and anxiety automatically decrease because you're non-contingent, quasi-contingent. But at the same time, like the way we can line this up, you're in a really good spot and they're helping you out, which it's, that's not normal. Yeah. Like these type of bids don't get accepted.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I mean, there's a God somewhere because it's crazy.
It is crazy because that's kind of the same thing that happened to us. We didn't put in an offer. This was our first offer too, because we're just like, I didn't want to go through that whole thing where we're sitting there putting in offers and getting denied and all that. Like, I wanted to put in an offer that actually meant something. And ours is same thing. Like, we're non-contingent. We're going to keep this house for at least another 3 months so we can clear it all out and clean and, like, redo some stuff before we list it. But, yeah, man, Hamburg bound. Let's wrap this episode up. I'm excited. Hopefully all y'all enjoyed our discussion around houses and us moving. They're elephant in the room. We haven't been the best with recording. We understand things have kind of been coming up. We're busy people. We're going to try to get back into a normal cadence. Hopefully once we get these new houses, we build a studio, we have something set. It's a little bit easier to work around and we can have guests in there. Like, hopefully everything is much better going forward. We're going to try to keep up doing whiskey reviews on Wednesday. They're back on this channel now, which is sweet. And episodes on Monday, interviews on Friday once we get to them. Hopefully you all enjoy this stuff. Let us know if you're here for the ride because it's going to be a wild run. Mike, what's going on?
So next week's episode, we're going to be talking about the studio ideas that we have, and there's going to be some elements of mad libbing, which is going to be great, but it's good content for all of you to hear, and see, just so that you're getting live updates and our thought process moving forward, just because the studio is a huge topic of discussion with the wives for what are we doing? Have you guys thought about this? They know we're not stopping the podcast, which is why it's a big conversation, which is so much fun for us. Not that it's a challenge. They're not mad at us or anything like that. It's just really cool to dive through these waters, the four of us and five of us, including Ava.
And if you want more information on the studio and more progress as we continue going, go over to patreon.com/Buffalo Happy Hour. We're a little bit more involved and in tune over there where we're talking to people one-on-one, putting posts up and all that stuff. So head over there to patreon.com/Buffalo Happy Hour if you want more regular updates.
We will see you all next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Apologies for the delays. We'll talk about it more next week, but we will see you all next week. Thank you all.
Please remember, always drink responsibly, be a good person, and my goal.
Do not litter.
We're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.